continue? A raspy, flat voice asked. Or would you two like a private moment? Poppy's cheeks warmed, flooding her face with colour that had been absent since we'd arrived at Wayfair. My gaze shifted to the speaker. The massive mountain of a male with his black and silver streaked hair raised a brow. Fucking Nectus. The eldest and inarguably the most dangerous of the Draken was starting to piss me off. Holding his stare, I checked my desire for my wife, not because of his presence, and not even because we were down here searching for her father, but because of Poppy. Something wasn't right. I rejoined her and the ever-alert Delano, who had been sticking close in wolven form. You ready? Nodding, she started walking again, the stone floor lightly icy against her bare feet. I'd offered to carry her. The look she'd given me ensured I didn't ask again. That hadn't stopped Kieran from making the same offer, though. He'd received a similar look of warning, the kind that made you want to cup your balls. Lucky for us, Poppy likely preferred us with those parts undamaged. I didn't take my eyes off her as we continued. Out in the Bone Temple, before she unleashed unholy hell on the Blood Queen, I'd watched in unfettered horror as pure light exploded her armor, and I'd been unable to do a damn thing. I'd only ever felt such fear one other time when the bolt had struck her in the wastelands, and I'd watched her life slipping from her. I'd felt that same terror earlier, when I saw the blood running from her mouth. She'd changed, even if only for a few seconds, her flesh becoming a kaleidoscope of light and shadow, with an outline of wings taking shape and arcing behind her. It reminded me of the winged statues guarding the city of the gods in Elysium. I then watched her destroy Izbeth. No one among us would miss the woman, but the Blood Queen had been Poppy's mother. At some point, the realization that she had taken her mother's life would hit her, bringing out a lot of messy, complicated emotions. And I would be there for her. So would Kieran. He walked on her other side, doing the same as I was. Every couple of moments he glanced down at her, a mixture of concern and awe flashing across his blood-streaked features. He was a fucking mess. So was I. Our clothing, and what remained of our armor, was shredded from the battle. I knew blood splattered my flesh, some of it mine, some from the Dekai's. The rest was dried specks from those who'd been struck down, those who had died but hadn't stayed dead. I glanced to where Delano prowled silently behind us. While most of the Wolven and the others were currently moving through Carcedonia in search of the Ascended and looking for my brother, he had chosen to follow Poppy. There was a strange, unnerving sensation I couldn't shake as Delano lifted his head and pale, luminous blue eyes met mine. I wondered if the life restored to those who'd fallen in battle had been a gift that could be stripped away at any moment. I had no real reason to feel that way. According to Nectus, the act of restoring life to so many was not only known to the primals of life and of death, but also aided by them. Besides, that feeling of unease could be sourced back to a shit ton of things. We were currently moving about the enemy's nest, and while none of the mortal servants or royal guards who remained at Wayfair had put up a fight when we entered, and there had only been 3 ascended underground so far, none of us were comfortable here. Wayfair wasn't ours. It never would be. Another thing preying on my mind at the moment was my brother, who was somewhere out there chasing after Millicent, who happened to be Poppy's sister. And none of us knew where Millicent stood in regard to their mother. Then again, from my personal experience with Millie, I didn't think she knew where she stood on anything half the time. There was also the fact that Poppy's primal grandparents were no longer sleeping. And from what I could figure out, one of them could enter the mortal realm whenever they felt like it. And then there was Callum, that golden fuck of a revenant who still needed to be dealt with. Which brought me to what probably should be the most disconcerting item of all. Yes, we'd defeated the Blood Crown, but the real battle awaited. We had only prevented Kolis, the original and true primal of death, from taking full corporeal form. Still, he was free, he was awake, and he wasn't the only one. All those things were hardcore pressing issues, but... My gaze returned to Poppy's profile and my chest tightened again. The thin, jagged scar on her cheek and the one cutting across her forehead and eyebrows stood out more starkly than they ever had. She was pale, paler than she'd been when she...